in the final minute to secure the win. And South City's Falah Salam rushed for 178 yards on 25 carries. DJ Peluso led the way for El Camino with 104 yards. Nathan Huey had 79. Colts led this game 14-13 halftime. Salim scored on a two-yard run in the fourth quarter to cap a 94-yard drive, only to see the Colts come right back with their own 13-play drive, which culminated with the Taj Child reception of a five-yard pass from Omar Karub. However, El Camino not able to hold on late. They would fall 29-22 in the 48th Bell game. It all happened on this date, November 13th. You're listening to This Date in PAL History on the home of the big band, A91 KCPN. Welcome back to Inside the PAL. It is your weekly look inside the Peninsula Athletic League and so much more, because it is the time for the CCS playoffs. And if you're just joining us, you missed the CCS team, literally. And I had no idea. They had a bunch of Bears out in the hallway, too. Seven overall. But we talked to Coach Rob Apati, as well as Jack Gray and Marcus Gershenberg and Ben Stanley and Sam Friedsam. Justin, I'm sorry. And got a little inside look at San Bernardino and what's going to be coming up for Menlo Atherton. We need to go through all of the CCS divisions now coming up. We talked a little bit about Division 5. Now we've got about 28 minutes to go through the rest of the divisions. I am going to start off at the bottom, work our way up. We've been through Division 5. Let's look at Division 4. The number one seed from the Ocean Division, the champion of the Ocean Division, Hillsdale. Their one loss this year coming to Saratoga in week one. And since that point, extremely impressive, including a 5-0 record versus teams playing in the CCS playoffs. Very impressive. Cappuccino, Kings Academy, Half Moon Bay, Menlo, and Aragon. All wins for Hillsdale. And really, nothing against any of those teams, but none of them really close. I mean, Hillsdale is very good under Coach Perotti this year. And they got Aptos on the other side of the bracket, but I think Hillsdale's looking really good. They will take on Westmont, and if you're looking for times for all these games on the in Division 4, the Westmont-Hillsdale game, actually at Hillsdale, that's a Saturday at 1 o'clock start between those two teams, and Silver Creek and Soledad will play the winner. That is a 7 o'clock start on Friday night. Soledad, after back-to-back years in 2011, 2012, they're back in the CCS playoffs under Freddie Perlanga, and they have yet to score. Them and El Camino are two teams that have never scored in CCS and have been multiple times. It was a 55-0 loss to Palma and then a 41-0 loss to Monterey back in 2012. So Soledad looking not just for a win, but to score, and they'll be taking on Silver Creek. Silver Creek actually the runner-up in the Santa Teresa division. But Lincoln, who won the Santa Teresa, does not participate in the CCS playoffs. Lincoln and San Jose are the only two teams that play in a division in the CCS. There's about 100 schools that do not play in the CCS playoffs. They have their traditional Big Bone game that is played every Thanksgiving. A great tradition between those two schools. And as I said, that was born in the PAL, in the 20s, back when both San Jose and Lincoln from San Jose played in the PAL until the early 50s before they jumped out. On the other side of the Division IV bracket, North Salinas, the Vikings under Darren Spence, they are in the CCS playoffs after winning the Pacific Division. They will take on Santa Clara. Santa Clara, 9-1. They won the Santa Clara Valley El Camino division. They were 6-0, 9-1 overall. Their only loss coming at Wilcox. That's a quality loss right there. North Salinas lost to Salinas, and they also lost to Pittman. I have no idea about Pittman, but Salinas, quality ball club right there. And then on the final two teams, Aptos, The winner of the Santa Cruz Coast Athletic League is taking on Mount Pleasant, who won the West Valley Division. Aptos, the two-time defending Division IV champions, very good under their head coach, Randy Blankenship, in his sixth year, 53-16-2 in those years. And Aptos slowly, very similar to Sacred Heart Prep, they are slowly building up their non-league record, rather non-league schedule, to be against the elite in CCS. And this year's non-league schedule for Aptos included Salinas, who was a championship runner-up last year, Mitty, Bellarmine, and then at Palma. That is murderer's row as far. I take it back. And Capital Christian. What do we know about Capital Christian? Well, Oakdale beat MA 61-7. Capital Christian just beat Oakdale. That's how good Capital Christian is. So the four losses for Aptos: Mitty, Bellarmine, Palma, and Capital Christian. It's like four of the top 10 teams in the state. I mean, those are quality losses right there. But should be a tough time for Mount Pleasant in that one. And one final thought as we wrap up Division 4. Division 5 is where are there some very, very good teams. There's only one league champion. That's Cappuccino out of a C-League. If you look at Division 4, Hillsdale won their division. Silver Creek, technically, did not win their division, but they are the team selected. Soledad tied for the league championship. North Salinas won the league championship. Santa Clara won the league championship. Mount Pleasant won the league championship. And Aptos won the league championship. So 7 of the 8 teams finished on top of their division that qualified for the Division IV playoffs. So that's an incredibly tough run, I think, it's going to be for the for Cappuccino. Rather for Hillsdale, is a lot of champions in there for Hillsdale. Now let's look at the CCS Open divisions. And if you remember, they switched things up this year because they want to get more teams into the state series. One thing that I still don't understand, and I guess I'm going to have to read it about it. There are 13 different divisions now. So there's going to be 13 state champions. That is saturated. They went from 5 to 13. What happened to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Maybe they had 6 last year. That's an amazing number of championship games. And at the end of the day, what the CCS wanted to do is they wanted to have as many teams eligible as possible. One of the criteria now is you must play in a championship game. You no longer have to win it, but you must play in an open division championship game. So what did the CCS do? Well, they created 3 open divisions. So now there's a possible of 6 teams that could go to the state championship. So so for that reason, very good. So looking at open division number 3, and Palma will be hosting Aragon. That's a real tough get for Aragon. Great under Coach Sell there, back in the CCS playoffs. I shouldn't even say back in the CCS playoffs. Coach Sell now in his 16th year, 14 of them, Aragon Dons, have gone to the CCS playoffs, have not won a championship. You got to go back to 1994 when they knocked off MA 28-27. And as Art mentioned, they also won the CCS championship 36-0 over an Art Testani coached Gunderson squad. Aragon lost championships both in 85 and 89. Looking at Palma coming up, For Aragon, they're 5-5 this year, but their 5 losses, all 5 of those teams qualified for CCS. 0-5 versus teams that qualified for the CCS playoffs for Aragon. Where on the other side, you've got Palma, 6-1. The one loss for Palma this year, at St. Francis. But they've got a win over Sacred Heart Prep. They've got a win over Aptos. And they've got a win over Mont Vista Christian, Salinas, and San Benito. Those are very impressive wins for Palma, and they're a team that for the 11th time in 12 years will play in an open division. 10 of the 11 they played in before, so not only did they win the Gavilan, they've been advancing with enough PowerPoint. So always one of the dominant teams under Coach Carnazzo. They are the number 1 seed. They'll host Aragon. Actually, technically, I believe that'll be played at Rabobank Stadium. And that game is the second of a twinight. game is there going to be a 5 o'clock kickoff as well. That's going to be Santa Clara and North Salinas at Rabobank. And then that is a Division IV game. And then it's both on Friday night at 8 o'clock kickoff. It's Aragon playing Palma. Same side of the bracket, you've got Burlingame and Reardon. And of all the games being played, all 20 games with 40 teams, this is the one that has my biggest interest and the one that's the biggest coin flip to me. I've got no idea. Burlingame has played so well this year, knocking off champions such as Cappuccino. They beat Menlo Atherton to knock them off the unbeatens. This year, if you look at CCS teams on the season, 5-1 versus CCS teams for Burlingame this year. And then playing Reardon, 3-3 versus CCS teams, but they've played Sacred Heart Prep and a couple common opponents. One, Sacred Heart Prep, Burlingame lost by 9 late in the year. First game of the year, Reardon won by 27. Reardon knocked off MA by 17. Burlingame won that game by 14. But some common opponents for these two teams. And Coach Philippopoulos in his 14th year, a run very similar to Coach Sell, 11 CCS appearances in those 14 years. And in the history of Burlingame, yeah, they've only been to CCS 14 times. So 11 of them since Coach Philippopoulos took over in the early aughts. So he's done a great job with that team. And they've got a tough opponent. Last 2 years, they had 2 years ago, they had Hillsdale in the first round. Last year, they had Aragon in the first round. This year, a much more difficult opponent. They get to play at home. But they are playing a Reardon team that has wins over Mitty and Sarah and Sacred Heart Prep. Just a very impressive Reardon team this year. And that's Art's pick for the champion of the Division III. So those are the teams on the top of the Division III bracket. Looking at the bottom teams of the Open Division III bracket, you've got the number 3 seed Live Oak hosting Sacred Heart Prep. Live Oak used to be just be an absolute powerhouse, 85-98, 14 straight CCS appearances. Now they are back in the CCS playoffs. They were second place this year in the Mount Hamilton division. The one blemish is a loss at Oak Grove, although 36-0, a big loss there. But then they followed that up with a 62-14 win over a CCS bound Pioneer squad, and then finished the season strong, 9-1 overall, 6-1 in league. 28 power points making their first, did not qualify for CCS last year after moving back up into the Mount Hamilton division. And this year under Coach Gemmo, very impressive. He's 33-19 lifetime in his fifth year. This year, 9-1 Live Oak. But the Acorns, it does not get easy because they'll be taking on the defending Open Division champion, Sacred Heart Prep Gators. The Gators won 4 CCS championships in the last 5 years. They have become the dominant. They're kind of where Valley Christian was in the late 90s and early aughts. That's the new Valley Christian. That maybe even early in this decade, maybe 02 through 05. Let's check. Valley Christian, let's see, when did their big run under Coach Machado? Through 02 through 05, 5 straight championships or 4 straight championships for Valley Christian, just dominant. Sacred Heart Prep, 4 and 5 years now. And this is a team that went all the way, beat El Cerrito 2 years ago and went all the way to the state championship and lost to Corona Del Mar. Just the 15th year they've even had a football team, 13 with Coach Lavarado. And he's an amazing 115-36 over that time. And even more impressive to me, Sacred Heart Prep in the history of the school, they are 16-3 in CCS. They've got more CCS championships than losses in the CCS playoffs. That's an incredible stat. They are one of the dominant teams now in the playoffs as the defending Open Division champions. And last year, they beat 3 of the top 4 winningest teams. And we're going to get to those 3 teams coming up here in a minute. In the history of the CCS, they beat Oak Grove, Los Gatos, and Bellarmine en route to that championship. So very impressive for Sacred Heart Prep. They will be at Live Oak. The Gators this year lose their first 3. Check that. They won their first game versus Leland and lost to both Reardon and Palma. Very good ball clubs. And lost their first game in 2 years in league when they fell at MA in a game heard live here on KCEA. 17-14. That's the best game we broadcast in a few years. I mean, it was just smash mouth, 4 yards at a time. There were no big plays. There was not a lot of missed tackles. There wasn't a lot of turnovers or penalties. It was just a really tough, physical football game. And Sacred Heart Prep had a 16-play drive, a 13-play drive. I think there was four drives over 10 yards, 10 plays rather, and a handful of others between eight and nine. I mean, just a great football game. Sacred Heart Prep, 6-4 overall heading into the game, tied for first in the PAL Bay. Would not be shocked. 7-3, check that, for Sacred Heart Prep. And would not be surprised, as Art said, to see them walk off that field with a win over Live Oak. And then revenge. No one likes to lose, and no one likes to lose in CCS. And when it's a championship game, that's going to stick with you. Well, last year, Terra Nova knocked off Monte Vista Christian 43-23 in that championship game. And lucky for Terra Nova, they'll meet in week one this year, round one rather, in the CCS playoffs, the Open Division III. Number 7 seed Terra Nova comes in 5-5 overall, 2-3 in league, knocking off Aragon and Sequoia to qualify. They also had that win over Half Moon Bay. I mentioned all those wins that Half Moon Bay's had this year and the impressive wins. A 10-point win over Half Moon Bay signifies to me that Terra Nova is playing their best football of the year. And that's not good for Monte Vista Christian. Now, the MVC has had an incredible year. They've got wins over Soledad 28-6. Most years that wouldn't be a big deal, but Soledad tied for the MTAL championship and beat Carmel this year. They're the first team in over 10 years to beat Carmel, other than Pacific Grove, as those two schools have dominated the Mission Trail. Now you've got another Monte Vista Christian late in the season. When it came down to needing the wins, they played two of their toughest opponents, Salinas and then at San Benito in weeks 9 and 10. A 4-point win over Salinas and then a 2-point win at San Benito. And Monte Vista Christian cruises in to the CCS playoffs, 5-1 in league, 9-1 overall under their eighth-year head coach, David Reese. They're going to be very tough. Terra Nova, however, they've seen them play, and Terra Nova is going to have a different kind of confidence playing a team like Monte Vista Christian. Incidentally, this is going to be the third time they've met in CCS. They also met back in 1999 in Division IV game. Monte Vista Christian won that game 20-13. But obviously, that was a long time ago. The kids weren't around. They were one and 2 years old. But last year's kid, they remember that game. And so that's a great matchup between those two schools in the first round. Kind of weird this year. Not too many matchups that have been seen before. There are 20 games overall in CCS in this first round. Only 6 of them have included teams that have ever played each other before in CCS. It's a small number. And actually, and if you look overall, the parity, not what you might expect in the CCS playoffs this year, is of the 40 teams, 29 of them went to CCS last year. 7, only 1 year removed. 3, 2 years removed. And then 1, 2011. There's not one team that qualified this year that has not played since 2011. A little bit of a surprise there. All right, let's move up to Division 2 of the Open Division. And this one is just littered with the absolute powerhouses of the CCS over the years. And when you look at all the different teams, you've got the winningest team in the history of the CCS in St. Francis. They're 80-20-1. They're the defending champions of Division II, knocking off Mitty 17-7. That was their 16th championship for St. Francis. No one's even close, but not really. 11 straight championship appearances between 88-98 for the Lancers. 8 championships over that time. They had an absolute incredible run at St. Francis. And for the Lancers, this is going to be their 7th straight year in CCS. The longest consecutive years in CCS belongs to Los Gatos. We'll get to them in a minute. St. Francis will be hosting Pioneer. That game is going to be this Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pioneer, a tough time early. They lost their first 4 before winning 3 straight and eventually qualifying as the fourth and final automatic bid out of the Mount Hamilton division. Overall, though, 1-6 versus teams that qualified for the CCS playoffs. So running into St. Francis, that's going to be a tough road for Coach Perry and the Pioneer Mustangs. 7 o'clock kickoff at St. Francis. The winner there will get the winner of Wilcox and Lee. And as I mentioned, the powerhouse is in Division II. The winningest team of all time is St. Francis. Wilcox, the eighth winningest team of all time, 29-16 overall. Last year, falling to Mitty in those same Division II playoffs. They're 4-2 this year, falling to Milpitas and Los Gatos in league, 8-2 overall on the season, 4-2 versus teams qualifying for the CCS playoffs. They'll be taking on a Lee Longhorn team that finished third this year in the Mount Hamilton division, 5-2, 8-2 overall. Their losses came to Live Oak and Oak Grove, but then they pretty much took care of business the rest of the time. Although their preseason schedule, Branham, Westmont, and Independence all play in leagues lower than Lee. Lee just moved up into the Bay Division again. So it's good to see Lee and Live Oak moving up into the Mount Hamilton division, rather, the elite of the three Blossom Valley Athletic Leagues. Lee and Wilcox, those two teams will hook it up 7 o'clock at Wilcox on Friday night. And then more history as far as the teams. The second winningest team in CCS history is Los Gatos. They're the number six seed, 61-21-1 in their history, 14 championships. Mark Crail, the head coach now at Los Gatos, he won the championship 2 years ago, lost the CCS championship. Check that. They won the third place game last year, beating Valley Christian 27-0. They were one of the three teams beaten by Sacred Heart Prep en route to the Gators Open Division championship. This year, under Coach Crail, losing to Mitty and then at San Benito, and then they catch fire. They end up 5-1 in league, 7-3 overall. The only blemish in league was a loss to Milpitas. And then we talked a little bit about Milpitas. They might be the dominant team in all of CCS. They're one of the top teams definitely there. For Los Gatos, 2-3, however, versus teams that qualified for the CCS playoffs. They'll be at Valley Christian. These two teams have played twice in CCS, including last year they played in the third-place game in the Open Division. That game won by Los Gatos 27-0. Valley Christian winning 35-14 a few years back. As far as common opponents this year between these two teams, just Milpitas. Milpitas beat Los Gatos 28-14, and Valley Christian got over on Milpitas 22-21 early on in the season. The Warriors, 5 championships under Coach Mike Machado in his 19th year, 162 wins. Not just 5 championships, 4 lost championships. They had 12 straight wins from 02 to 05 in the CCS playoffs, winning championships those 4 years. And then back in 2012, they also won the CCS championship 28-13. They're the ninth winningest team in the history of the CCS playoffs. So far we've got number 1, number 2, number 8, and number 9, all playing in the CCS Open Division number 2. And here's Oak Grove. And Oak Grove is number 4. And that's my last one that I'm going to add to the list. As lifetime, Oak Grove is 46-32. They've won 5 CCS championships. They had gone 27 straight years before missing in 2009. 5-2 versus CCS this year. They are the number 2 seed in the Division 2. They'll be hosting the Mitty Monarchs. Mitty and Oak Grove hooking up 4 times in CCS since 2000. They've split those 4. Oak Grove winning in 2000 in the Division 1 semis. In 2001, once again in the semis. This time, Mitty returned the favor, 35-27. In 2007, they met in the Open Division first round, won by Oak Grove. And then in 2012, Mitty beat Oak Grove 24-0 in the first round of the Open Division. So two teams that know a little bit about each other. They'll have the rubber match, the fifth game between these two teams will be coming up on Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Oak Grove. And then finally, Division One. And this is where Menlo Atherton resides. This is the game we'll have live on Friday night. It'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, San Benito and Menlo Atherton. Bears making their 6th straight CCS appearance. They've got two championships, one coming back in 2002, 48-34 over Homestead, and then in 2008, 39-33 over Wilcox. And then in 2011, also played against Sarah in the championship in a game played at Terra Nova. Sarah won that game. Both those games heard live here on 89.1 KCEA. Coach Ravapati going in a place where not many coaches go, and we've chronicled it here many, many times. The odds of going to CCS in your first year as a head coach is less than 10%. I think it's four coaches out of 66 coaching changes since we started the show. And even of those coaches that did go, I think three or four of them had 500 or worse records. So to have over 500 and make CCS is the exception to the rule. So which Coach Ravapati has done this year with Menlo Atherton, an extremely good job. Impressive. They'll be taking on Sam Manil. We already talked a little bit about that. On the same side of the bracket, Piedmont Hills is at Bellarmine. These two teams used to play each other every single year in the non-league schedule. They don't anymore, so they'll meet in CCS instead. First time they've ever met in CCS. A little surprising considering they're such big schools. Piedmont Hills comes into this game 1-6 in league, 4-6 overall. They are on a six-game losing streak as they back in to the CCS playoffs. And on the other side, Bellarmine, 9-1, 6-1 in league, 6 championships. They've lost the championship 5 times. They played for the state championship both in 09 and 2011, losing both times to Oceanside and then San Margarita, but obviously one of the dominant programs in the CCS. On the other side of the bracket, Salinas is going to be hosting Palo Alto to play that game at the Pit. Salinas this year, 3rd in the Gabilon division. They finished at 4-2 in league, 6-4 overall on the season. Under Steve Goodbody, Salinas going all the way to the championship game last year, losing to San Benito 14-7 after knocking off MA and then Piedmont Hills on their way there. They did beat San Benito this year, 39-16, a team they could potentially face again. In fact, if you look at the Division I, three teams from the Gabilon division playing all against different foes. So we might have a lot of Gabilon teams in the championship. Salinas and Palo Alto will hook it up. It's 7 o'clock at Salinas on Friday night. Palo Alto 3-3 in league this year, 4-6 overall. A double overtime win over Saratoga is the reason they are in instead of Saratoga. Saratoga tied with Piedmont Hills for 18 power points, and due to the win, Piedmont Hills got the nod over Saratoga. Huge win right there for Palo Alto. Palo Alto has been not played at the same level in the last couple of years, but this is still a team that, in fact, last year they missed CCS for the first time in 11 years. But they've still been in the championship game 6 of the last 10 years. An amazing run for Palo Alto now under Coach Jake Hallis. And the final game in the Division I playoff, Milpitas is taking on Alvarez. That game's at Milpitas. Trojans started off 1-2, but the losses at Antioch and the Valley Christian are quality losses. And since then, wins at Los Gatos, doubling up the Wildcats 28-14. They've got the win over Wilcox 42-34. Very impressive so far in the 4-1 versus CCS teams for Kelly King's Milpitas Trojans. They'll come in as the number 2 seed, taking on Alvarez. Alvarez sneaks in as an at-large team, 4-6, but they play in an A league, and with 18.8 power points, they get in. Unfortunately for Alvarez, they are 0-6 versus teams from the CCS playoffs. So I think it's going to be a rough time for Alvarez taking on a Milpitas team that is big, fast, strong. Milpitas may be your winner in that open division. I'd love to see Milpitas and Bellarmine get wins along with MA and Salinas. I think that'd be a fantastic Final Four for the CCS Open Division One. This has been the CCS preview show / rivalry wrap here on 89.1 KCEA. I want to thank our guests on tonight's show. All the Bears were here. Coach Adir Ravapati, as well as Jack Gray, Ben Stanley, Marcus Gershenberg, and Justin Friedsam, all in studio. We appreciate those gentlemen joining us. Art Testani at the top of the hour, joining us, our South Bay correspondent. Coming up Friday night, 6:30 pregame, kickoff 7 o'clock, the CCS playoffs, 14th straight year, live here on 89.1 KCEA. Sam Bonita will travel all the way up from Hollister to take on the Menlo Atsin Bears. And as I mentioned, it'll be live here on 89.1 KCEA. I want to thank Behind the Glass running the ship by herself today, flawlessly, Kateri Kulo from Woodside. Kateri, very nice. Thank you very much. For everyone here at 89.1 KCEA, my name is John Mylod. We'll see you at the game.
Sequoia Sports Classics, Inside the PAL with John Mylod. KCEA Atherton Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District. KCEA Atherton Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District, home of the Sequoia High School Cherokees, a California distinguished school.